All right, Coach, you're back once again for another tour with MCC Volleyball. You love it. I mean, you've enjoyed it here for the, this is your number. Is this three or four now for you?
You know, kind of lost track because I started in the middle of the year, and I think this is what, a year and a half or two. It's one of the two. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the two. Yeah, exactly. But you're excited about another season. It's almost besides a couple of sophomores back. It's a whole new group, isn't it?
Yeah, a whole lot of young kids, but I think, you know, we're a pretty talented group, and I think they all get comfortable with themselves and one another. Well, I think we're going to be a pretty good ball club, and the big thing is we're going to find out here, you know, this Saturday we go out for scrimmage out at Sterling, and so we're going to kind of find out what we're made of, and everybody's going to get an opportunity out there to play and kind of show us what they can do, and, you know, and then the following week we go up to North Platte for the first tournament of the year. So, you know, we've been going through 2 days. Everybody was tired last Friday. I think everybody came in a little bit this morning, a little bit tired after their workout before we started practice. But, you know, that's part of it. And who's going to, you know, get things out and push themselves to, you know, you're tired, but you got to push yourself through everything. And that's kind of what we're looking at. So
a lot of competition. I mean, a lot of for different spots, the hitters, setters, back row. It's up for grabs, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we got 16 ball players or 17, whatever it is. And, you know, it's more than what we had a year ago. So we got, you know, two or three spots all the time. There's always going to be somebody that's capable of stepping in, I think. And we can see we got, you know, outside hitters hit the ball very well for us. And I think our middles are going to be bigger this year. And I think hit the ball a little bit better than what we did a year ago. And then we have three setters on the team. So it's going to be a lot of competition for the playing time and just have to go one game at a time and see how things go.
Now, the summer, you took a group down, you and Coach Wilson, back to Hawaii again, and I'm sure had a lot of fun. I know I talked a little bit Coach Cope's media day a little bit. I think all three of you, correct me if I'm wrong, all three teams kind of finished right about the same, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. My group, Rich and I's group, we got into the gold medal round. I think the other two were in the silver division, and we all got beat in the first round. And there were some good teams, some good ball players. And I know the team that beat us were undefeated going into the tournament. And we were within 3 points of winning the match and ended up missing game point serve. And, you know, they're just a tough ball club. They had three very good hitters. Their libero was very, very good on serve receive. If you didn't get that ball to the corner, she was going to get it because she was going to pass. And they had some size and quickness and just a very good ball club. And they were kids from kind of all over the United States. I know I talked with one gal the next day there on the elevator, and she kind of mentioned something to me. She said, "You guys were very, 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 very good." And I said, "Well, yeah, you know, I said you guys were very good too." And they played well and played well together and very well coached. And so it's good to go up against that kind of competition and see what you're kind of made of and what you have to do to be able to win against the very good people.
So no bragging rights for any of you at practice. I mean, usually it's one over the other and you get a chance to brag a little bit, but not the case this year, huh?
Well, we didn't want to have any jealousy going on. You know, I think a year ago we might a little jealousy. Haley and I played each other in the finals for the championship, and so I had to give her a bad time about that. But, you know, this year we had the three ball clubs. We were kind of spread out, and we tried to split our teams up so we were even, and we might have been a little uneven on the one team a little bit, but trying to fill all the positions and trying to keep kids that play together in high school together a little bit. So it's kind of a tough situation to do all that, but I think everybody had a good time and a good experience for them, and we're planning on going back again next year, so see if we can get spots filled.
So the thing is gosh, you've had, last couple of years, you've had not just one team, but you're looking two, three, four teams, don't you?
Well, yeah, a year ago we had four teams, and we had the three this year. We thought we were going to get to four, and we had some kids couldn't come up with the money at the end, and so we ended up with the three, and so hopefully, you know, we can have four again. I know Evie, you know, she's down in Texas now, but she's still planning on going and maybe put together a team from down in that area. So we'll just have to wait and see, and they can get signed up. We already know the dates for next year, so and also the basketball date. And Rich was trying to get a basketball team over there too, but we only ended up with one player at the time from Nebraska that had signed up, and I think we did end up with one. I think we had a gal from Paxton that played basketball the week before we had the volleyball, so she was over there for 2 weeks in a row. So they're trying the basketball again next year, so we'll see what happens.
So the info is already out. Interested next summer, it's out there, or they can call you on that?
Well, the dates are open on that, so we can kind of communicate to players on, you know, what the dates are and what their, you know, summer's going to maybe
try and look like that far away from now. But it's kind of a recruiting process throughout the season, the volleyball season here, and talk to kids after ball games or whatever and see if we can get kids interested again. And we've been pretty fortunate, you know. Word of mouth from former players, you know, helps a tremendous amount, I think. And so we'll kind of depend on that again a little bit. But Rich sends out emails to all the coaches in the state, and so it's just kind of up to them to get the information to their players and kind of go from there.